Good evening, everyone. This is Grizzly 907 LA, and I'm reporting from behind enemy lines. Today, I want to talk about some of my first red pill experiences that I had. And mind you, I got red pilled at a very early age, and we're talking like 6 years old here. Venture1 MGTOW did a video saying there are many red pills, and throughout my life, I've digested many red pills in one form or another. But I'm going to talk about the first two red pills in this video that I experienced or I had. And at the time I was a kid, so it didn't really sink in. Now that I have the age and experience and wisdom, I could like look back on it now and it's like coming up and it's registering to me and it makes me even more stronger in my MGTOW beliefs. So the very first couple of red pills I got was when I was 6 years old and I was at this private school. I forgot the name of the school, they changed it several times. But my dad put us in this private school after my mom ran away with some truck driver piece of shit or some greaseball truck driver. I just remember he drove an 18-wheeler. I didn't know much about him, but she ran away with him and she left home. Well, she left our house. So my dad put us in this private school. So just her like, and I didn't even really know that they were doing anything hanky panky because I was 6 years old and I had no fucking clue that she was sleeping around on my dad. And the stuff that she did. And of course, my dad's a super simp. And what I'm going to do at some point is I'm going to take that video, edit out all the offensiveness. And some of my subscribers know what I'm talking about. I'm going to repost it here on my MGTOW channel for your perusal. But what really got me wasn't so much at six that my mom was adultering whore. It was the fact that I was in this private school and I really hated it. I hated the fucking school. I hated it worse than like the public school. And that's telling you something right there. You know, I was recovering from a broken collarbone. I had to wear a brace for 6 months and there was this little girl named Lisa. And what this little girl named Lisa did was she started talking to this other kid, this other boy, and he was like, you know, he wasn't very smart, but he was big, he was strong and athletic, and Lisa really gravitated towards him. And I can't really call it a sexual attraction, but there was something there. And that was my very first inkling into realizing how women monkey branch to the men, and even at her young age, maybe that was more due to the fact of daddy's little princess syndrome than anything else. I don't know. I'm just speculating here on that. But I noticed how she monkey branched to the boy that she thought would provide her protection, resources, etc., as opposed to someone that's a decent and honorable person. So that was my first red pill, and I remember that to this fucking day. Now my second major red pill came when I was about 10, and my mom decided, because my mom, well, both my parents were adultering fucking assholes, and I don't care if you're male or female, if you're in a committed relationship, which is a mistake for men, but if you are in a committed relationship, and you go behind your partner's back, you're a fucking piece of shit. I don't care what, you know, who it was, or why, you're a fucking piece of fucking shit for doing it, and I don't condone it one single bit, but my mom decided to have another affair, and this time, it was with the child, with this child molester and rapist. So, of course, she brings me and my sister, around this piece of shit. And this is when her drinking was really getting out of control. So, you know, and this is the first time I really ever talked about it in public, but he made a pass at me. And you know what? I told him no at 10 years old. I told him no. And it must have been a power greater than myself. I call it God. You call it what you want. And he actually backed the fuck off of me. So, this guy was just a total scumbag, just the lowest form of life on the freaking planet. And of course, my mom always had a nose for attracting the alpha douchebag. You know, no matter what it was, she's always attracted the alpha douchebags. So little did I know at the time, being 10 years old, that my dad hired a private investigator to snoop around on her. And he snooped around on her and he found out that she was fucking around with this guy. And of course, we got grilled for it as kids. It was like we were being fucking interrogated. So we broke down, spilled the beans. And that's not even the worst part of it, is that my dad kicked her out of the house. Basically, he went to court, got custody of us, and then less than a year later, he fucking took her back into the home. And I talk about this a little bit in my Super Simp video about my dad. So, of course, he takes her back in, and right before he takes her back in, when we were little kids, we were at this family-owned market, which were still in existence back in 1980. We're talking 36 years ago. It's been an eternity. And I said something to the effect of, you know, my mom is a name that rhymes with punt. And my dad popped me across the mouth for it. And I said other things, you know, I said something about My mom is something that rhymes with a born. He hit me for that too. So, you know, I realized this shit at an early age. I mean, I couldn't fully grasp it because, like I said, I was 10 years old. But as I look upon it now, I got the red pill treatment. I got hit with the red pill. And what really disgusted me, my mom did all these awful things. You know, she fucked around on my dad. She left us. They actually, you know, my dad had piggy banks. Look, man, he should have put it in a bank account, but this is 1980, and you got to understand, my dad had us late in life, and he also grew up during the Great Depression, and they didn't trust banks, so he actually got us, like, little cans he uses piggy banks, and my mom raided those things for the fucking beer money. So, and just all the stuff that she did, and just the wicked and evil fucking shit she did, and he still, like, defended her and white-knighted for her, even though she was a completely disgusting, alcoholic, abusive woman. He still defended her, and he punished me for telling the truth. So that was my red pill when it comes to dealing with white knights, manginas, simps, and pushy worshippers. So I gotta tell you, I've been probably MGTOW almost since the day I was born. You know, I got this lesson either on a, you know, somewhat on a conscious level, but mainly on an unconscious level. And I've had this like spidey sense all of my fucking life with this stuff. So it wasn't like I just came out of the pot a couple years ago and realized what was going on. I've known it all along. And to be honest, you know, there's a part of me that denied it, that fought against it. Yes, I did get into one relationship and it was pure fucking hell. But that sealed the deal for me. As far as relationships go, kowtowing to these fucking bitches, worshiping the pussy. I've seen it time and immemorial. I've seen it now for like almost 30 years. And it's always the same thing. So that's a few of my red pill experiences. Let me know what your first red pill experiences were in the comment section. Rate, comment, and subscribe. I want to thank all of my subs, the ones that have been here from day one and the ones that have just joined up. I appreciate all the comments and criticisms. Keep them coming. This is Grizzly 907 LA reporting from behind enemy lines, and I will talk to you soon. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.